good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's been a little bit. If you're joining us and you're hearing this, this is recorded. I am on daddy duty, diaper duty, middle of the night duty. I don't know, a lot of duties going on for daddy these days. As you know, or as I told you before I left, my wife is about to have a baby any day. Well, that day is come and gone, and it is here. Everything is happy. We're very excited, and we'll tell you a little bit about that story, how that went, and all that. But we got a great guest today. Al Kabakungan is one of my great friends. In fact, in the preparedness industry, of all the people I've met, I trust him more than anybody I've met in the whole industry. And that's a lot of people. And that's a lot of years. I consider one of my dearest friends, period. Oh, we don't talk every day, but when we do talk, it's just like one of those things like I've known him all my life or a long time. Very excited that he's going to be on. We're going to talk about DuraFlow filters, the AquaPails, some other type of uses for the DuraFlow filters. We're going to talk about the Purify water. This is a big deal. Deborah Tavares, if you heard that interview, it's up on YouTube. And I highly recommend you take advantage of these YouTube videos. I mean, you know the trouble, the difficulties we've had that killed our channel at one time. We had so the stuff that's up, especially from Deborah, interviews like that, get them while they're up there. Anyway, one of the things that she talked about was water. Water is very important. That's why we're having Al on. And there's a couple stories that I want to bring attention. Of course, the debates happened, what have you. A lot of political theater, a lot of back and forth. I'm not going to talk too much about that. I am going to mention the Supreme Court nominee of Trump. And it's come out, and I've done a little more research about her. I am not such a big fan. She is Catholic, and she appears to be pro-life, which she can end Roe versus Wade. Maybe she'll vote to do that. Maybe, and I say maybe. I don't even know if you can trust these people anymore. I do not know. She has been pro-lockdown. She has been pro-mask and pro-forced vaccinations on some of her decisions. I've been very disappointed with that. This is not she is not Thomas Jefferson. Let's put it that way. She is not James Madison, and that concerns me. Another couple big stories. Moscow, Idaho. This is a church there went to the park because there's a mask mandate. They wouldn't let them meet in church. They said they couldn't meet in church. They went to the local church and started singing, or local park, started singing hymns. The police came and arrested the leaders of the church and gave tickets to everybody there. There was quite a good many people there. This is America. This isn't Moscow, Russia. This is Moscow, Idaho. Moscow, Idaho. This is the United States of America. The biggest story of the week since, besides my baby being born, for me individually, but the biggest story comes in Ohio. I'm going to bring Al in so that, we can maybe talk about a couple of these things, and then we'll get to the water. I'm sure Al is an opinionated person, and he's an American, and he wants to be free also. So we're very excited to have Al. I've known, like I said, he's come from the preparedness industry. He is the founder, his family, Erica, they're the best people ever. Be Ready Inc. out of California and Hawaii and wherever you can get Be Ready products. There you go, Al Kabakungan, and we'll get to know a little bit about him. Al, welcome to the Power Hour.
Aloha, my brother.
Aloha to you too. Very good to have you on. The audience, they, you know, you've been on before. Maybe it's been a while. Just tell a little bit, give a Reader's Digest version. Who is Al Kabakungan?
Well, Al Kabakungan is a father of seven. I've wanted to take care of my family like everybody else, and I got into the industry because after going through scouting and all these other programs, I wanted to prepare by helping to get my family organized and having food and water and the basics, and found out that after going out to different stores and going all over the place, it was quite difficult. And then I thought that maybe if one person would decide to put all of these things into one place or one store or one garage and put it together, let's see where we go from there. So I started doing that and opened up just a little kiosk in the mall and just – got a little cubicle of a cart and put some items out there, 72-hour kits and some water and stuff. Before I knew it, my family and friends and neighbors all was asking questions. And next thing I know, I started a little store. And 30 years later, here I am and have learned quite a bit of things, learned from all the experts and been out there doing seminars and teaching and talking to governments and schools and corporations and finding out what's best. But to me, the bottom line is if we as individuals can be prepared and be self-sufficient and prepare for any kind of disasters or trials that come our way, the better off we are. So there's the short of it all, that I started off in just a small little garage kind of business, and now I have one location in California and one in Hawaii, and I just try to take care of my neighbors and community that's close around me and help anybody that I can.
I don't want you to come across too humble, so the audience understands. He's an expert in preparedness. I mean, 30 years has been, he's a stalwart. You talk about preparedness business. 30 years ago, he was doing this, and he's still here. He's an expert in his own right. Believe me, don't let him fool you. You're also a Power Hour listener. You've been listening. I was quite surprised you called me the other day and you were telling me about a show. I thought you were just kidding, you know, trying to make me feel good that you listened to the show, but you really have been listening.
Well, I listened to your, I thought I would just, you know what? He's my friend. I better just kind of key in and see what's going on. And I was interested in your guests. I liked that they're strong individuals that's willing to stand up and stand in the light. I like the fact that people aren't worried about how the world looks at them. If it's truth, it's truth. And then for me, it's like I told my own granddaughter, you don't want to just listen to whoever's out there. You want to do your own homework. But even while doing your homework, you got to be careful where you're doing your research. So I find that after doing a lot of this stuff, whether reading books or going through Google, which I'm, you know, there's a lot of good and bad about that. But listening to your program, Daniel, I'm telling you, it's uplifting. It's refreshing. It gives me strength to want to stand tall and get on my rooftop. And to be honest, Daniel, I've literally been going out there and voicing my opinion. And I'm already that way. I'm a pretty big boy. I voice my opinion, but when I have facts behind you and you know that you're sharing truth, it just makes it so much easier when you're standing in the light.
Well, now that you mentioned that, I mean, have you had an experience? Maybe you talked to somebody or something that you think of now that you never thought of before, or, you know, what occupies your mind about this that you see out there?
Well, the one thing is, you know, let's just say vaccines. Vaccines, I thought like, oh, wow, here's a saving solution to help mankind, and all man will live because of this miracle drug. And then to come to find out that, you know what, the information that's out there is not really all true. And then to find out, well, let's follow the money. Who's actually owning some of these patents, and who's actually out there spouting all these different things that's really not good for me as an individual? And then at the end of the day, don't take away my personal rights. I mean, I have a right to decide what goes into my body, how it goes into my body if it does, and is this information true? And then when I find out that there's a conflict of information, then, of course, as individuals, we need to go out there and do our part, do our homework, get the information that's out there, and then legitimately make sure that it is actual truth. And when you find that to be true and you know it yourself, then don't stand behind and say nothing. Open your mouth and yell from the rooftops.
Well, the government, they like that program. Have you seen that? See something, say something. You know, they want you to narc on all your friends. Well, that's the way we should be. See something, say something. Okay, why see something? I see a bunch of lies. I want to say something. I mean, I am very inspired. I'm glad that you found something on the Power Hour. Obviously, over the years, especially with Joyce, 20 plus years, so many people have. It's neat to see you inspired, because I know the type of person you are. And if people don't know, he's from Hawaiian, and the Hawaiian people have a certain nature about them. And Al has that family and rightness, and everybody's happy and everybody's go along, get along until a certain point. And then once they reach that point, it's like, that's it. It's a trigger. And you can't stop. I mean, that's it. And I think maybe America should learn a little something about that. Hopefully we can have some of that in us.
Well, not only that, Daniel, but, you know, I think that I believe I'm a conservative kind of guy. And we're not the kind that's going to go out there and yell and do all this kind of stuff. But we are strong with our beliefs. And when it comes time to stand up, we're willing to do that. But I'm finding that that's not enough nowadays. You can't just say, you know, the day it's time to vote. Yeah, I'm going to put in my vote. You literally need to go out there and voice and not be belligerent or go out there and be a pain in the butt to somebody that's out there, but literally standing up for truth and getting out there. And the best way I can say is to stand in the light. And it's not enough to just let someone else do the work. And you know, here I am talking about you, Daniel. I'm saying, hey, Daniel, you're out there, you're voicing your opinion, you're talking to your individuals that are listening to you on the radio. And who am I? I'm just Al Kabakungan. I'm just a family man just trying to do his daily duties and move forward. But listening to you, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? I'm going to start with me. I'm going to basically have a family meeting, and I'm going to state my opinion as the patriarch of the family and the grandpa over 16 grandchildren. I'm going to talk to my softball friends that I play softball with. And even though out of the whole league, I'm probably maybe 10% of one that's on the opposite side. And if I go out there and even mention that I'm a Republican or I believe a certain way, you know, they might give me the eye and everything. But I've also learned that because of the way that I personally try to live my life and to stand tall and to just be kind to others and do those things, that when I do say my opinion, they're not so eager to try to knock me down. They listen with a humble heart and say, oh my gosh, if Alice is the kind of guy that will visit my brother that's in a hospital and to help someone that's down and to play with good sportsmanship and to do all those things, when he does voice his opinion and say, you know what, I don't want to wear my mask just because you tell me. If I wear my mask, it's because I choose to wear the mask. But I don't want you to tell me that if I don't wear my mask, you're going to tase me or you're going to arrest me or you're going to fine me or you're going to, because you start doing that, this peaceful, quiet Hawaiian boy with the aloha spirit turns into a warrior. And it's a new story then. And I think that that's what I'm saying is if we can be peaceful and mindful, being kind to one another and sharing our thoughts, I'm all for doing that. But basically, let's not just sit around and stand around and not do anything. Let's stand tall for what we know to be true.
This is why I hope people can gather something from Al, because we're all Al, right? We're all part of a family. We're all, I mean, that's what we want. That's the ideal. We're all of us are somewhere in your family, Al. And what you're saying, it's not just, you know, I get people, they say things, well, you're a radio show. Well, no, I wasn't always a radio show host. And even if I mean, you can influence your family. This idea that we're waiting on somebody to save us, or we're waiting on this, or we're waiting on that. The only person that we should wait on is God. Other than that, we got to do what we can do. That's the way I feel. And we're at such a crossroads. You inspire me just to have a discussion with you about everything you're doing. It inspired me, and I think our audience, hopefully that inspires them too. I want to, in that spirit, before we get to the water, because the water is important. Independence is important. You know, being able to provide for yourself, important, especially now. The most important story in the country, probably the world, because people can say whatever they want. Freedom's going to live or die in the United States of America. We set the standard. We raise the umbrella. We raise the whole deal here. Obviously, there's battles all across the world, but the battle for freedom is the Declaration of Independence line with the Bill of Rights. That is the line, and it is right here.
Agreed.
There's a story out of Ohio, and the story of itself is very important, but what happened at the end is the most important. I'll describe what happened and then maybe get some of your feedback, Al. It was a football game. I think it was a junior high game or something. It was in the football stands. It's one of those big stands where, you know, a few thousand people can fit in it at a time. It was very sparsely attended, probably 300 people at the deal. There was a mother, her kids, her family. She's 10, 15, maybe 20 feet apart from everybody. I mean, nobody's next to anybody. She's not wearing a mask. She has it over, you know, down on her neck. A police officer comes up to her and wants her to wear a mask, and she says that she has asthma and she can't wear a mask. And so this goes on and on and on in the video. And it eventually turns where she, and they say, well, you have to leave. You're trespassing. And now this is a public school. I mean, she pays for it. I mean, how is she trespassing? Whatever.
Right.
She says, well, you're trespassing. You have to leave. She said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not. She says, well, you're under arrest. I didn't do anything wrong. They tase her. You know, that's a potentially deadly, potentially lethal thing. I mean, especially she says that she has asthma. See, that's the other thing these cops don't understand. When you have a medical condition, especially a mental problem or asthma, you can literally kill somebody with a taser. He didn't even think about that. That's neither here nor there, I guess, at this point. But she was tased. She was drug off. And the most important – let me get your comment up to that point, and then I'll tell you what the most important part was to me.
Well, I've got to tell you, Daniel, when I first saw that, the first thing I thought about is the other people that were around. I mean, at least from where the video was shot, there were other people around. Now, if I'm a man, if I see someone that's abusing a lady and I've interjected, I'm afraid of what would I do? If I saw some guy over there that was going over there that I see, in my opinion, is abusing her rights, and he's over there trying to force her and handcuffing her and putting her, tasing her, whatever, what would Al Cavacungan do? I personally think I would have been arrested, because I would have gone up there and says, wait a minute, my brother, what you're doing is not right. I don't think that you should be tasing her and doing those kind of things. There's got to be a better way to do this, but I don't think I would just stand there. I mean, if you're asking my opinion up to this point, I would have been right there. So I would either been, I guess, interjecting an arrest. Then I guess you're going to have to arrest me too. And then, am I going to get tased? And then you can get further. You know, what, am I going to get shot and all this stuff? You know, whatever the news wants to carry it. But as an individual, very hard for me to say I'm going to stand there and just watch you do that.
There were a couple people, see, you're getting right to where I'm going with this. In the video, there were a couple people that said something. I mean, a couple only. Like, God, what are you doing? You know, a couple people.
And they're women.
They weren't even men. They were women. And then the part that broke my heart, I mean, really, and I got really emotional watching it, is she's being dragged off at the end there. She's handcuffed. She's already been tased. And she's screaming, I'm your neighbor. I go to your games with all of you. You're going to let them do this to me?
Right.
And I'm getting choked up talking about it right now. I mean, that really bothered me.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, is that we need to literally stand. That's what I'm saying from the very beginning of this interview, Daniel, that I basically learned, because I'm a stand up guy anyway to want to do that. But to watch that happen, it's like, It's like everybody around there should not allow that to happen. We should all be standing in front of that police officer and saying, stop. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to arrest all of us. Now, you
everybody
know what?
It might
just be 20
off.
People today, but it could be 1,000 people tomorrow.
They should all take their masks off and say, "What are you going to arrest all of us? Because you're going to have to arrest all of us, big boy, because we're not letting this happen."
Exactly. But, you know, Daniel, I got to say, We're afraid. We're afraid that we're going to, what, are we breaking the law? No. Are we going to get hurt? Possibly. You know, we're afraid. But what I'm saying is, we kind of almost get past that and say, you know what, I am afraid that you might tase me or arrest me or whatever, but this is not right. If that was my wife that he was doing it to, a whole new story. If that was my daughter you were doing it to, a whole new story. That's our neighbor. That's our sister. That's our neighbor in the community. And as she was going out and she's saying, I'm part of you guys. I'm part of your neighbors. We should have all, or they should have all stood up and said, enough. You need to stop, sir.
Well, the reason I think this is so key and so important, because this is America and the spirit, you know, I put it this way. What would if Samuel Adams was at that game, what would Samuel Adams have done? You know, ask yourself that. That would have been, there would have been a problem. There would have been a problem for that cop. That's the way Samuel Adams was. The founding fathers were very aggressive They were very revolutionary. They were very aggressive. It is not hyperbole to say Samuel Adams would have either immediately stopped it. He might have immediately stopped it. He might have let it go and then called his boys and they would have chased that cop down on the way to the jail. Or they would have found that cop later and they would have tarred and feathered them. That's not hyperbole. That's what they would have done.
Of course. And the thing is, you don't want to, it's like, I don't want to start a war.
No.
But you know what? It is a war. I mean, it's literally,
it's already been started.
You're drawing a sand in the line and you're daring me to cross. And you know what? And what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I'm going to offend your neighbor. Tomorrow's going to be, I'm going to offend your daughter. The next day's going to be, I'm going to offend your wife. And when are you going to cross that line? Well, I'll tell you what, sir, I'm doing it right now. Right now.
Wow. I got chills when you just said that. We've been following stories in Australia. Right now in parts of Australia, it looks like they may be lowering some of these restrictions. But in Australia, they want you in your house 23 hours a day in Victoria. 23 hours a day. If you're out more than that, anymore, you get fined. You can get arrested. If you go to the store too many times, they can fine you. In Spain, they're beating people on the streets. The cops are. The police are. With no masks. We're seeing in the UK, these students, crazy things about this mask. Crazy things. What is next? In America, this will not stop until we stop it. That is my opinion. That's history. Our founding fathers proved that through what they saw. You know, at what point do these things become not sufferable? At what point do they become, you said it best. It's our neighbor today. Tomorrow it'll be my daughter. If I don't do anything about my daughter, then the next it'll be my wife. If I don't do anything about my wife, then the next it's going to be me. I mean, you said it. So as an American, the biggest story in the world is at what point I pray to God every day that something will click in Americans and they will see something like this go on. I'm not calling for violence. I'm not calling for, but they will stand up. They will stand, at least they'll stand up, say, no, you're not taking her. You got to arrest us all. Something that will show this control grid, this enforcement that there is freedom still in America and you're not doing this. We're endowed by God. We are free, and then that's it. That's it. Your last thought is yours, and then I really want to get to this water.
Well, the thought I would share in this, Daniel, is that, you know, I think that in the beginning, the people that are standing up are probably the ones that are going to be the ones arrested, probably maybe beat up or hurt in some way. I don't want to claim that. But the ones in the beginning that's going to be able to say enough is enough, that's probably going to happen before everyone starts to say enough. I'm just not going to do it. And I think that's the hardest part right now is who is it going to be the first man to stand? Who's the first one that's going to support my neighbor? Who's going to stand up for my family? Who's going to help me as they're arresting me? Who is the one that's going to actually stand up for what is not just my rights, it's our rights? When do we become one nation under God and say, you cannot, you will not take this away from me. This is my God-given right. And if it only starts with me and if I'm the only one, so be it. But I believe, Daniel, that at the end, there are going to be numerous people that's going to stand up at one time. And then the voice that thinks that they're all loud and everything, are going to find out that they're the lonely one. But there's a ton of people that feel like I do that is sitting back watching, but it's building up inside. Enough that it, for me, like I said, just in the last couple months, I mean, as a person that I think is strong, I've become stronger. And I think that as this thing keeps going on, everyone will become stronger. And watch out, because when we unite and we are there to protect our rights, watch out for those that are taking this authority and going beyond what they should be doing, because they're going to be the ones that's going to be saying, help.
Wow. Wow. I got chills. For real. I really do. You act like you've read Forever 1776.
I have. In fact, I'm in the middle of reading it the fourth time.
Wow. Very good. We did an interview, one of the last interviews, in fact, I did before the baby. If it was the last interview, yeah. It was Deborah Tavares. And Deborah will – did you hear that interview? Did you hear
any I did hear that interview.
Deborah will – I mean, she'll get you – she'll send you to a mental institution if you let her. I mean, she really lays it on. And I used to get emails about, why do you have this crazy lady talking about this stuff? And I'll tell you why. Because Deborah, for years now, has been saying this stuff. And as I mean, crazy as it sounds, 10 years ago, she said, oh, yeah, they control the power grid and they're going to start fires in this area and they're going to push people off different areas and they're going to lower the. I mean, she said the whole thing. And everybody's like, oh, you're nuts. And then lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. I don't discard anything Deborah says. I will listen to everything she says, do my own research, make my own decision. I will listen to everything Deborah says. Deborah is a hero to me. One of the things she says in that interview is the importance of water and water filtration and the like. This is why I'm having you on. Plus the person you are, everything you've said. You really inspired me, Al, some of the things you've said today. But I want people to have a good water choice, a water source. I have continually talked about, especially lately, the Duraflow water filters. Let's start there. What is the Duraflow filter, the AquaPail? Why is it different? Why should somebody even care about this?
Well, in your interview with Deborah, she mentioned about having water and how you can only last 3 days with water. And if it's not about having good water, then the next thing behind it is having a great filtration system. So in my last 30 years, of course, you know, we always talk about having the right food and first aid kits and matches and shelter and all those kind of things. But I've always known, like everyone else, that water has always been number one. So you can get waters in packets, you can get waters in cans, you can get waters and put it in barrels. However way you want to do it, you want to store water to make sure that you have enough water to take care of you and your family. Well, in all of those things, we've come up with a product called Purify Water that is the only water out there that is zero bacteria water. Zero bacteria water. And once the scientist has gone out there and certified it, we as individuals said, well, you actually put it in paper and say that, you know, this is what it is. Once that was out there, it exploded because we know that we have good water. But right behind that, like you said, you want to have the great filters. So an AquaPail, for example, is a gravity fed, doesn't need batteries, doesn't need anything. You put the water in a bucket on the top with the filter. It gravity feds through the filter, goes through the bottom. Whatever goes through that is excellent, excellent tasting, good, safe water to have. And then the very same filtration system that we use for the AquaPail is in the water bottles that we have out there. And I know that the Power Mall? That one right there with Catherine, what a great person, by the way, she is. But you guys are out there doing the right thing by getting good product out there. So, again, I want to make sure that I have great water. And then right behind that, I want to make sure I have great filtration system. Because if I can't get good water, once I'm out of that, then I want to be able to grab water out of the street. Well, you know what? If I can grab it out of the street or out of a swimming pool and stick it in an AquaPail, have that water go through the filter and know that that water is completely safe for me to drink for me and my family, I have just saved myself and honestly, the world. So when we decided to do that, we decided to have that thing certified to make sure that we did it, because you don't want to just go out there and make claims. You better make sure that that thing is doing what it's supposed to do.
All right, we got two separate products. Let's break each one down into the Purify Water. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to the. Do you have any of the Duraflow filters there? Or the water, the filters we could show on camera. I should have had one. I apologize. I should have had one here.
Do you have a Duraflow filter that we can show?
I want to be able to show people the filter and then show the pail so they can see the pail. They can see the filters themselves. We're for the people who are listening on the radio on YouTube. This will be up on YouTube. Al's gonna hopefully get a picture of it so you can see.
Well, here's the filter.
Okay. Now he's showing the picture of the filter. It looks very similar. Back it off just a little bit. Back it off just a little bit. Just keep backing off. There you go. It looks very similar if you've used Berkey Systems or Aquarain or some of the others. A lot of them, like that. It looks very similar structure, but it's completely different the way it works. That's one of the things I've been stressing. So why is that important? One, that's universal to those type of systems, right? You can put that in the Berkey system. You can put it in the whatever type of system, correct?
Absolutely. You can put it in that system right there. But this is what I say. The water has to go through this filter first to get through this nipple at the end, which is gravity fed, which gets it into whatever container you want to put it in. So it's like saying, hey, can I get this softball through that screen door? No. Can I get that tennis ball through that screen door? No. Can I get a marble through that screen door? No. How about a baby? No. So those bacteria and viruses that's trying to get through this filtration system cannot get through that. So whatever goes through this filtration system and comes through is perfectly clean water. So the thing that blew me away when I was doing my research was, you mean I can actually put pool water? You mean I own a 60,000 gallons of water out there. That is now my water supply? Absolutely. And I don't need any electrical power to run that? No, sir. And you can get probably nine gallons an hour running through this filtration system. And by the way, Daniel, there's not too many filtration systems out there that even gets a gallon of water through it in an hour. That's does 9 gallons.
This is a very important point. If anybody's ever used Berkey, they kind of know what we're talking about, or that type of system. It's you have a pail. Imagine if you're not familiar, you have a pail. In the bottom of the pail, it sits this filter, and then the nipple comes down below. Down below this, you have another pail where the water is received. So you dump water in the first pail, and then it goes into the filter. So he's showing right on camera right now. He's showing the top water bucket. On the bottom, he's showing
that the bottom filter right there.
He's showing the nipple coming through.
You fill the bucket up right here, and then whatever is in there, you can stick it in another bucket on the bottom, stick it in there, and whatever water goes into that filtration system is drinkable water. And literally, Daniel, my son in Hawaii had a fish tank that he had fish in it for a while, and then the fish all died. And, of course, all the gunk that was in there, you think you would clean it out that day? Oh, no. 3 or 4 months later, it's still sitting in there with water that you can walk on now. We had this show that you were there, and the lady from the Civil Defense of Hawaii goes in there, and she says, does this filtration system really work? And he goes, yeah. In fact, we'll put the water from here and put it through the system. She did it, and her husband goes, I'm not drinking that. She goes, I will. And when it came out and you put it in a glass, it was just clear water. But you know what? Clear water doesn't mean it's safe water. But when you put it through there and you tasted the water after that, that was literally just delicious because all that gunk did not get through the system itself.
Now, you said a couple of important things. Delicious. The water, the way that filter works, it works different than some of the others out there. It molecularly bonds to chemicals, to fluoride, which fluoride is a big deal to get out of water. It's very difficult and it's expensive, a lot of those filters. But the testing on this is one of the things that separates it from everything out there. I'm blown away by the testing. I've been in the preparedness industry, not as long as you, but I mean, I've been in a while. I've seen just about everything out there. This is the best filter I've ever seen, and the testing is second to none. Talk briefly a little bit about the testing.
Now, one thing I need to say also, Daniel, that my son reminded me is that it does not do salt water. So if you try to take ocean water and do it, it's not going to work.
Good point.
If you can take water from the creek, from the river, from a pool, if it's not salt water, that water will be completely good, drinkable, safe water for you to drink. Absolutely wonderful out there. And by the way, all the guys that are out there that says, oh, we're going to try to prove them wrong and do that, they're finding out in their own tests, oh, my goodness, this actually worked. In fact, it was, I don't want to say what test it was, but there was a test that was out there, and we were one or two that actually passed all the tests. And the thing that was crazy about it was it didn't really look like a very scientific or futuristic, you know, filter. It was just a plain old filter that takes your water and goes to the, again, that's probably just, I ought to call it Hawaiian. It's just simple.
Now, I don't know if people understand the importance of the testing. So you got to understand when you hear filters say, well, it'll filter 10,000 gallons of water. Well, yes, that's true. You can put 10,000 gallons of water through some of those filters. That doesn't mean it's going to filter out viruses or protozoas or amoebas or, you know, or whatever, those things that are going to make you sick. It doesn't mean that. It just means you can filter water and they'll do something to it.
That's right. Daniel, in fact, you mentioned end of life testing. End of life testing is this. If I go out to the market and say, hey, my filter does 1,000 gallons, then when you test the first gallon that goes through the test or goes through the filter, you say, oh my gosh, that is just great water. When you go to the 500th gallon, you're going to go, oh, that's tasting kind of rancid. You go to the 1,000th one, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm drinking mud. What an end of life testing is, it tested like every 25 gallons. And at the end of this filter, which is this filter alone will go for 550 gallons, just that one alone. At the 550th gallon, when you test it, it will come out with the same results as the first gallon. Therefore, it has the mark on it of the end of life testing. And that is on all of the products that use this filtration system. And right for that alone just puts the mark of excellence on it.
Well, that's what we've been talking about that a lot. I've said, if my life depended on it, there's only one gravity-fed water filter I'd use. Only one, and that's that Duraflow filter. And, you know, if you live in Flint, Michigan, or some of these other municipal things, you don't have to have a natural disaster or a national emergency. There already is one in your water system. You know, you're drinking, I mean, we already know about the lead and the problems that the children have already.
Right.
There's no way I would be drinking tap water from some of these municipalities. You already have an emergency there. This filter, because of the testing, you can be assured that when you drink it, you're not going to have those problems. And you cannot say that about some of those other products.
You know, we had some people that are making sure that you have good water in Mexico. Being in San Diego, we're just right over the border. We donated some of these to schools down there in Mexico that have bad water. And we thought, you know what, we could give a few buckets of this thing. They put that thing right there, and you should see the joy of knowing that they have just good water out there. It just makes a difference, Daniel. And again, you know, we're living in a comfortable world right now, but when the time comes that you need to have water and it's just everything out there, you can take that water and just, like I said, when you first pick it up, it can look muddy and gross. When it comes out and you put it in a clean glass, oh my gosh. You are so
grateful
to have good water.
And it tastes good. And it filters a different way. And the, I was really impressed how the water tasted. It didn't taste like it was stripped down. You know, I don't even know. It's hard to describe. It tastes good to me. It tastes good water. I drank some of that fish tank water. I know what you're talking about.
You probably did, didn't you?
I did.
But it's just good water. And I'm telling you, people, we've had nothing but great, great reviews on it. And the word is just spreading about the product itself. We're happy it does because, to be honest with you, we just don't spend a ton of money on advertising. It's really word of mouth. And that's kind of how I run my business. But there you go. It just works.
You mentioned at the beginning the Purify water in the bottle. Do you have one of those that you can show? Maybe see if you can find one of those, at least a bottle that you can show. Okay. One of the big problems by storage water is it's hard to store. It's hard to have any size. It's heavy. And then if you store it, the big problem is bacteria. So you can store it for like 6 months, maybe, but then you got to, you know, change it out, what have you. And also, how are you containing it? Al's holding up a picture now of, is that 1 liter? What is that? It says one liter?
It's 1 liter. It's a one liter bottle.
So go ahead and tell us what you got there.
It's a 1 liter bottle, and this is by mistake, by the way, Daniel. We put it in a nice bottle. The plastic on it has also been tested. We even tested the bottle to make sure that if we say that this water is good for 20 years, is the bottle good for 20 years? So we did a test on making sure that the bottle was also good and made sure that we got it certified. But everybody was buying, including myself in all the years that I've been in, we're buying the 4.227 ounces a packet of water, or we were buying – maybe water in just the regular plastic bottles, but the mill thickness wasn't good. But this plastic is the same plastic that the government used to make our military canteens. So with this lid and everything, we found out when I was in Hurricane Iniki in Hawaii that they had these bottles, and whenever they send these bottles, all it became is a big plastic garbage can. Well, these bottles can be reused. So, in fact, my wife is a little bit ridiculous on that. She basically won't throw these bottles away. She keeps refilling the bottles up and letting us drink it every day. But to be, once the seal is broken, it is 100% bacteria-free. It's got three seals. It's got the cap, it's got a plastic seal around it, and it's also got an induction seal over the thing, like your peanut butter jars. You see that over that? It makes sure that, but once that seal is broken, then you don't have that zero bacteria because that's what we're protecting. But this thing is a 20-year water. And by the way, Daniel, when I first talked to you about this, it's because I believe that Numana food is the best food out there. I mean, in all the testing that we've done in all of our years, you should see some of the comments that people come up with. Well, how did it taste? I had one customer that said, you ought to make the president of that company eat that food that's out there that was not Numana. But Numana has always come through. So when this water came out, Daniel, that's when I came to you as my brother and said, why shouldn't I put the best water with the best food out there? You still got to have water to put your Numana stuff to make sure you can do it. Why not do that together? And here we are doing it together. But this water, like I said, is great to store. And by the way, Daniel, if zero bacteria is in your bottle, and we're saying 20-year life, in 20 years, if it's still sealed and it has zero bacteria, I wonder if it's worth the life being a little bit longer. Zero bacteria times zero bacteria is still zero bacteria. So even though we say it's a 20-year life, without saying out too loud, I think it's worth a lot more than that. But Purify Water is just the only water in the world that has zero bacteria water, and we're selling a ton of this to all those people that are trying to take care and protect their families.
You also, because that one of the designation, hospitals like a lot of water. Tell us a little bit about the testing and what hospitals are looking for and some of the certifications the water's been receiving.
So the hospitals have a thing that's called grade 2 medical water. We have passed all the tests for that. We are now applying for an FDA number so that we can actually put that label on there and say, hospital grade 2 water, FDA approved, and then have your certain number. It takes years to do that. Well, we're coming to the end of a couple of years of doing that. We're very close to getting that number. But when we do that, this is what some of the hospital people are saying. Hey, Al, your water is not only delicious, it's not only easy to store, it's not only easy to distribute, because I can take this water and put one by each one of my patients, pass one out to each one of my doctors and nurses, or pass it out to the community as they're coming to the hospital. Very easy for us to do. But your water, by mistake from our point of view, is so pure and clean that we use that water to clean our instruments. Oh, my gosh. That's not why I'm trying to get this water to you. I'm trying to make sure that your water is good enough to drink. But to have water that's clean, that they can use it to clean their instruments, that's going to operate on me? Absolutely. Now, imagine this. If power is out, everybody's moving different beds, that you have certain places to go, and you got to get water, would you want to depend on water that's zero bacteria, that's been sealed, that you can pass out and know? Or do you want to try to chance it and say, well, let's see what we can get out of our heaters and out of the streets and whatever we have? You know what? I would rather make sure that I have this. And the other thing I like about it is, the other customers that are doing this, police departments putting it in their cars. I mean, electricity utility trucks putting it in their cars. I mean, we have power companies that are putting it in all of their areas out there in the deserts and so forth. And I should mention that this thing, you put in 135 degrees of heat, that water is good. The only thing that I would be very cautious about is that if I were to put this in freezing temperature, because water, when it freezes, it expands, it could break the seal. Now, we tested it, and about 3 out of 10 has broken the seal, but at the same time, it's a little bit more difficult to just leave it out in the open. Now, people that are in snow country and they're putting in their basement, their homes, their garages, and even their cars, it's not freezing because it keeps the temperature warm enough that it's not freezing and expanding and breaking the seal. But a lot of people are saying, can I put it in my cars? Can I put it in my garage in Hawaii? You know, I'm over here in Puerto Rico. I'm out in the desert. It's safe water. Safe water.
I I'm a kind of a water snob, you know, because all the research I've done about tap water and stuff. So I won't drink tap water. I either filter it or I drink some other type of water.
Sure.
When I tasted Purify, I was blown away about how good it tastes. It tastes good. It tastes refreshing. It tastes very good water. The price, I noticed if you're going to buy, but you're going to go to the grocery store or to the a gas station and buy some bottled water, I noticed that the price is not inordinate compared to that. It's a liter. It's not some little 12-ounce bottle. It's a liter of water. It's easy to store, easy to deal with. Now, how does it come? It comes in like a little pallet, right? Or a little a little case. It
comes in a box this size, and there's 6 liters in each one, counting the one I just took out. So there's 6 liters per case. But the thing is, 90% or more aren't buying one case. We're finding out that everybody's buying 2 cases at a time on a normal day.
I think that's how we're selling it, right?
That's right. And that's how we're selling it. Because it's almost like, hey, I bought a case, can I get another one? And it's almost like, you know what, after a year of this, let's just sell them as a 12-pack. And that's how they're... But here's the other thing. Oh, Al, I don't want one 12-pack. Give me 6 or 10 of those 12-packs. Now, this is what I would suggest. Even in whatever... I'll be honest with you. I don't care where you get your water. Just get water. And my mission statement is take care of yourself and help your neighbors. Just get water. I don't want to say, oh, that's not good water. Just get water. But I'm just telling you, be smart about how you're going to spend your money. And whatever you do, start a program. Buy a two-pack one time and get a program. We have so many customers that are just coming in and saying, Al, I'm just going to come in every other week and get another two-pack. That's an intelligent way to do it, because what I don't want is when the sirens go off and this is happening, the sirens go off and everybody comes in and goes, oh, hey, Al, how many pallets do you have? I got 9 in my warehouse right now. I'll take it all. I don't get it. You need to just start doing a little bit at a time, because what you want to do is not
nature.
Like toilet paper, you know?
That's human nature. The same thing with food storage. You know, they call, do you have any food storage? You know, no, I don't. It's all gone. It's all gone. Why didn't you buy it last month? You know, why? Well, I didn't think I'd need it. What do you mean you didn't think you'd need it? Or I think I can wait until I'm sure it's very similar to the same thing I tell people at food. If you need this food storage immediately, when it comes time for that, when people need, I will not be able to get it to you immediately. I can't. And I'm sure that's a very similar thing with you in the water.
And you know, Daniel, again, being in this business for 30 years, it hasn't changed. It just hasn't changed. It's like, oh, I'm all fine. You know, hey, by the way, I don't need to fill my car up with gas. Oh, by the way, we don't have electricity. Oh, you mean you need electricity to actually have the pumps work to fill your car? That's why you can't get gas right now. Oh, you mean I needed to have batteries that aren't leaking in my flashlights? Oh, you should have been checking that every... You mean I should have had food all this time? Well, yeah, you're not going to live on pork and beans for the next year. So the thing is, just be smart. Do a little at a time. Rotate your food. You know, store what you're going to eat. Eat what you're going to store. And just start a simple program. We don't have to get out there and to worry that the end of the world is tomorrow. All we're trying to do is start with a month at a time, 3 month storage at a time, and if possible, a year at a time of the main staples of food you have. But like I said, even with your product, it's an excellent product for food and then putting it next to the water.
We got a couple minutes. It's a pleasure to have you on. We should have you on more. I mean, I hope that people, you know, this turned into a little bit of an infomercial, but you know, I get emails, I get calls, especially after Deborah. I got some, you know, where can we get water? I want you to have the best solutions for you and your family. I trust Al. That's why I knew these products. So he introduced them to me. So immediately I'm going to look at them because Al shows them to me. Then my experience kicks in. My knowledge, my own knowledge of the industry kicks in. And I'm like, well, whether Al brought this to me or not, this is a first rate product. This is a first rate product. And this is the best out there. These are the best products of their type that we can bring to you, just like Numana Foods. It is the best of its type that we can bring to you, period. I believe that. And Al, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and your family, Erica, everybody over there. You're first-rate people. Your company is first-rate, but you're first-rate people first. And we love you for it, and we love you over here at the Power Hour, my family, my wife, everybody. We say hello to you and thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Daniel. Back at you. I just want you to know that you are a brother to me. And I mean that, Daniel. I want your viewers to understand that Daniel is real. His heart is real. He's out there to help us to become better people. More importantly, he wants to keep us free. He wants us to be knowledgeable and to know the truth. And I'm so proud of you, Daniel. And I've told you this personally. I'm very proud of you. And I'm glad to be able to say that you're my brother. And I'm glad that our lives have crossed. Good luck to your program and all your viewers and to all of them out there. I just stand as one witness, and that's all I am. A simple Hawaiian boy with, in my opinion, a great family. But I stand as a witness that Daniel is a good man and that what he does to help us as individuals is second to none. I not only appreciate him, I will publicly say I love Daniel. He is a good man.
Oh my gosh! Don't get me choked up now, Al. They're not to my audience. They're gonna think less of me. The feeling goes both ways for our family. And God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, as God intends you to be. And we'll see you again. We'll have some more recordings, and I'll be back out there soon. Hopefully, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Al, God bless you.
Thank you, Daniel.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.